Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the weekly Parsha Shir, studying the brilliant Chidushim and Torah of the Chasam Sofer. This week we got a double Parsha, double the amount of Torahs to discuss, not so much time, so let's try to get right to it. The beginning of the Parsha, we have Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor, and the Torah discusses the mitzvah of Shemitah. And for some reason, the Torah introduces this with the words Bahar Sinai. Now, we know that every mitzvah was given at Har Sinai. So the obvious question, of course, is why Dafka Shemitah discussed at Har Sinai? Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai. So explains the Chasam Sofer. Yesh lahamlitz dinei ksiv. Mimacharas ha-shabas ha-shvis. Krakosavnu pashas emor ma-shiyish li-yashe b'loshen ha-kra. Dekari lei Shabbos. The Torah refers to Shemitah as Shabbos. What's the significance of that? V'hine, Shabbos mora al Shabbos bereishis. Shavas v'inafash. U'Shemitah mora al ha'asid. Shis alfei shani hava'alma v'chad charev. K'di'isa b'ramban. U'vizchus shmiras Shabbos bereishis v'chol shavua. Zoche lishmar Shabbos shel Shemitah amarameiz la'asid lavo. So he says that what is going to bring a person to merit the next world, to merit Olam Haba, what's going to bring a person to merit the next world is keeping Shabbos. So if you keep Shabbos on this world, you'll be zochet to Shemitah, which symbolizes the seventh year, which is, since the Gemara says in one place that the world is going to last 6,000 years, and the seventh is going to be Olam Haba, so Shemitah reminds us of that seventh year. And it's called Shabbos to teach us that the more careful a person observes Shabbos, the more Olam Haba he's going to get. Ki b'zchus Shabbos b'reishis, yitshavasem as habracha b'shan ha'shishis, l'shal ha'shanim, v'yochol l'kai mitzvah Shemitah Shabbos, shel ha'asid lavo. And this is what's meant by the pasuk. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sas Shabbos, that's Shabbos b'reishis, Lasos is a Shabbos ledorosam, in order to be able to observe the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the La'asid Lavo, Olam Haba, he ledorosam, he Shabbos shel Shemitah, Harom is ledorosam. Then he says, seven times Shemitah is the 7 weeks, and the 50th year is Yovel, Sof Kol Yomos Olam, like the Ramban says. And this is also hinted at in Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach. Each 7 year hints to the 7,000 years. V'yom HaChamishim, and the 50th is the day of Matan Torah. That is similar to Yovel. And again, it's a hint to Har Sinai. So he says, why is Shemitah next to Har Sinai? Just like Har Sinai was on the 50th, and it hints to that future day, so too Shemitah hints to that future day. But the main lesson from here is that Shmiras Shabbos, we say about Shabbos, is Me'ein Olam Haba. Right? Shabbos is a day that's designated for spiritual things. It's designated for the study of Torah. It makes a lot of sense why, if you observe Shabbos, you're going to get Olam Haba. Because Shabbos is all about the spirit. It's all about Ruchnias. The Gemara says that Shabbos was given to the Jewish people so that they should study Torah. That's why we have a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. There's a special zchus to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. And therefore, when a person observes Shabbos, it stands to reason that the schar for that is going to be Olam Haba, because Shabbos itself is that specially spiritual day, that special spiritual day. So, V'shamu b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, lasos sa Shabbos l'dorosam. If you observe Shabbos, you're going to be zochet to an eternal Shabbos forever and ever. Let's continue. Sheish shanim tizra sadecha. Perish Rashi. Im ata shoveis b'shviyis. Tizra v'tesov sheish shanim. Ze achar ze. V'im lo, tzarech ata lishbos dalid pa'amim b'zayin shanim. Nira v'zara, nira v'zara v'chen kulam. So Rashi says, if you observe Shemitah properly, then you will actually have successful crops in the 6 years. But if you don't observe the Shemitah, then every 7 years you're going to have to let your land lie fallow for at least 3 or 4 years. Because what are you going to do? 1 year plant, 1 year fallow. 1 year plant, 1 year fallow. Someone who doesn't trust in Hashem. If you don't trust in Hashem, you can't just keep planting and planting. You got to leave the land empty at some point. So every year, half the land plant and half don't. But if you trust in Hashem, you will plant your field fully for 6 consecutive years and leave it blank, leave it empty for 1 year. Ein charsh ein katzer. Says the Chasam Sofer, the land desires to produce for those people who are shomrei Torah u'mitzvos. V'hineh, ha'aretz mishtokekes lahotzi kocha la'avdei Hashem. The land, sorry, let me roll it down here. The land wants to produce its produce for those who serve Hashem. The land wants to give its fruit for the people who observe Shemitah. As the Chasam Sofer has stressed many times, that even the dirt and the plants become elevated when man observes the Torah in the right way. The land does not want to produce for people who are over the Avodah Zarah. If Klal Yisrael observes Shemitah, the land is going to be so excited to produce its produce for Klal Yisrael for 6 years. Not only that, in the sixth year, it's going to be blessed for 3 more years. V'yochlu anovim v'yisbo. V'yigdal tana ga'aretz, then the land is going to be so happy. If you don't observe Shemitah, so then you're going to have to let it lie fallow for 4 years out of the 7. So, and when Klal Yisrael is going to be punished for not observing the Shemitah, the land is going to be doubly punished. Because first of all, it's going to have to produce fruit for the Umos HaOlam. And therefore, we have a promise that when Klal Yisrael gets chucked out of the land, so the land is not going to produce it. But I think the important lesson over here, Erev Tov Barry, good to see you. But the important lesson over here, or at least good to see your name, the important lesson over here is, just joking with you, Barry. The important lesson over here is, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, the important lesson is that the entire Bria, the entire land, even the physical land, the Chasam Sofer says, wants to produce for somebody who's a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. When we keep the Shemitah the right way, the land will, we have a promise. V'nasna ha'aretz yivulah ve'etz hasada yitin perio. It's all going to be good. Sheish shanim tizra sadecha v'asavtas tvuasa. If we observe Shemitah the right way, the land will produce for us. We have to have emun and bitachon. That if we keep the rules of Shemitah properly, by the way, you all know, next year is a Shemitah year. This affects Jerry a lot. I don't know if it affects the rest of us so much. Hopefully we'll all be there. But next year is a Shemitah year. If you buy your Jaffa oranges in Costco, you got to be careful. But the land wants to produce for Klal Yisrael who keep the mitzvahs. Let's continue. The next piece is a little bit involved. Maybe I'll come back to it at the end if I have more time. So let's continue. We're going to skip the next piece for now because it's long and it's involved. It's fascinating. Maybe we'll come back to that one. It's a little bit complicated. Let's continue. The Torah says, the Torah discusses the end of Bahar redeeming fields. And the Torah says, let's say you have a person who wants to buy back his field that he sold, but he doesn't have enough money. So the Torah says, V'im ein le'ish goel. V'im ein le'ish goel, v'hisiga yado. V'ein le'ish goel, if he doesn't have anybody to help redeem him, v'hisiga yado. Now it should have said, if he has enough money himself, he could buy it back. But it doesn't say that. It says, v'hisiga yado. He's going to have enough money. So the Chassid Sofer says something unbelievable. Yesh lomer. K'siv lo vilti yidach yimenu yidach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let anybody out to pasture. He does not leave his hand from anybody. Im ein leish krovim ligol, if you have no relatives that could redeem your chelek, azay Hashem barachimov yazreyu shetasig yado. Hashem will help you and you'll have enough. It doesn't say im isi yado, it says visigo yado. You're going to have enough. You're going to have enough. Lachain loksiv imi sigayado el lashon havtacha. It's a promise. If you have no one else who could bail you out, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to take care of you. Wow. It's from his son, Mishir Ma'on, his grandson. Especially poor people. Especially poor people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is not limited. And even when a person thinks he doesn't have and he's not going to have, somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him find. So, im ein leish goel, if you have nobody else to redeem you, v'siga yado. Don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure if you have no one else to bail you out, you yourself will have enough money to bail you out. And he further talks, maybe in a slightly different direction, in the next piece. Says the Chasam Sofer, v'chi yamuch achicha. If your brother shall become poor, umata yado imach, his hand will be outstretched to you, vehechazak dabo, you should strengthen him, ger v'toshav v'chai imach. V'ramban, it's the next piece here, maisi nusach unkelus, dir v'yitosav v'chai imach. Let him live next to you, and that'll cause him to live. What do you mean, let the poor man live next to you? Let him live with you, near you, in your neighborhood, next in the house, next door. Live with you in the house, and that's the way he's going to live? So listen to the Chasam Sofer's unbelievable pshat over here. Says the Chasam Sofer, a person who's wealthy, why does Hashem make people wealthy? Because they do the right thing. Because they keep the commandments, Hashem wants to make their life easy. He rewards them. Even though we know there's no reward in this world, he's going to talk about that a little later. Look what he says. Yesh lomar. The yesh litlos mishimachi mata yado. Why did this guy become poor? Ho'avu imach. Umata yado imach. Why is this poor guy in your community? Why does he live next door to you? You know why? Ki neged sitkasra nirahu kerasha. Wow. Upaga b'humida sadin. Kima amar hatsarfit le'elio. Bas elai lahaskir avoni. Ulahamis espini. I don't know this. Mati, do you know the story in Navi that he's talking about over here? That Tsarfit came to Elio. You came lahaskir avoni ulahamis espanai. That somehow somebody's child died, and then Elio Hanavi was Mechaya Mesim. Al-Kain Kevin Sha'ata Gorim. Oh, but look at what he's saying over here. He's saying, why is there a poor guy living in your neighborhood? Because everybody else in the neighborhood is doing the right thing, and this poor guy is not doing the right thing. It's because he was next to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he wasn't doing the right thing, and he made him poor. He made the rich people rich because they're doing the right thing, and he's poor because he's standing next to you, and he's not getting it. So, because it's your fault that this guy's poor, because you're doing the right thing, and he's sitting next to you doing the wrong thing, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that he's, and he makes him poor. Kevan Sha'ata Gorim, since you're the guy causing him to be poor because of you're being so righteous, Ve'chazaktabo, you gotta support him. Just like Eliyahu made Lahachios Bina, I didn't get a chance to look it up. Kamosha us Elio lahachios bina. Elio Anavi caused the son of the Tsarfit to come back to life. Don't tell the poor person to get lost. Let him live with you. Why should he live with you? He's going to learn from the way you behave. He will learn by living next to you. He will learn how to do the right thing, how to perform the mitzvahs properly, and he will live. What a wild pshat from the Chasam Sofer. Wild. You hear what he said over here? Unbelievable what he says. He says, Kirshner, you're not going to believe this, what he says over here. You hear what he says? He says, why does a person, poor person become poor? Because he lives next to the tzaddik, and next to the tzaddik, he looks like an eisvarf. So Hashem says, look at this guy. He's a tzaddik. You're living next to him and you're not doing anything. So I'm going to make you poor. Memela, it's you're the rich guy's fault that he's poor. So let him live next to you so he'll watch you how you live and then he'll become rich again because he'll know how to do the right thing and he'll learn how to grow. This is one of the Chasam Sofer's big yisodos we keep on repeating over and over again. The obligation of the tzaddik to see to it that the person who's not on his madrega lives next to him, is with him, sits next to him in shul, and he sees you don't talk in shul, he won't talk in shul, and therefore the Rabbanu Shalom will make him rich again. Let's continue. Unbelievable pshat. Let's continue. Wow. Okay, the next piece is also very long and very involved, but it's very amazing. Very amazing. But let's skip to the next parasha because we're moving on. Let's skip to parashas Bechukosai. We'll see if we have more time. We'll come back to this. We'll come back to this. It's an amazing pshat where he says all the klolas are really brachas. Love to see that, no? All the klolas are really brachas. I don't know, in my Chumash it says they're klolas, but the Chasam Sofer says all the klolas are really brachas. Maybe we'll get back to this. It's a long piece. Let's go to Parshas Bechukosai. So we all know that very famously, right, you ask a little kid, what's Parshas Metzora about? Oh, it's about Lashon Hara. What's Parshas Bechukosai about? So the first Rashi says, famous Rashi, Shetiu Amelim Batorah. You could read through the whole Parshas Bechukosai. It never mentions learning Torah once. But you ask a yeshiva bacha, what's Parshas Bechukosai about? The first Rashi, Shetiu Amelim Batorah. And the Chasam Sofer is no different. Let's see. Let's scroll down so you can read it with me. Long piece over here. We're going to skip. Im Bechukosai Teleichu. Here we go. Im Bechukosai Teleichu. Ves Mitzvosai Tishmru Vasisim Osam. Upirish Rashi. Shetiu Amelim Batorah. You should toil in the learning of Torah. So all of you that are staying up Thursday night at 10:15, you are being mekayim this Rashi Shetiu Amelim Batorah. You are toiling in Torah. Amenas lishmar velasos, ushmartem zu mishnah. V'yesh lomar, says the Chasam Sofer, what's Rashi talking about over here? That you should be amelim b'torah, amenas lishmar velasos, ushmartem zu mishnah. V'yesh lomar, apimad esnan ba'avos. There's a mishnah Pirkei Avos, maybe the most famous mishnah in all of Pirkei Avos. The world stands on three things: ala Torah, va'avoda, u'gmiras chasadim. Says the Chasam Sofer, nowadays we don't have avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So how are we mekayim avodah in the Beis HaMikdash nowadays? By working on our sense of yuma. By working on your sense of yuma. Many people on this shiur right now are learning the Daf Yomi. We're studying Maseches Yuma. We're working on our sense of yuma. Rabbeisai, says the Chasam Sofer, we don't have avoda nowadays. So how in the world are we holding up the world with avoda? What are we doing? V'rak al yidei limud haTorah anu yicholim l'kayim gam avoda. Says the Chasam Sofer, by learning about the Beis HaMikdash and learning about the Karbanos, that's the way we uphold the world. Al shlosh dvarim olam omed. Al haTorah v'al avoda v'al gemilas chasadim. What's the avoda? The avoda is learning shas, learning the psukim and vayikud after with the avoda. That's the way we're mekayim it. The chala osik b'toras ola, ki'ilu hikriv ola. Uvechatas, ki'ilu hikriv chatas. V'chein be'inach. Aval ha'gemilas chasadim, ha'chiv aleinu la'asos b'foal. Nowadays, gemilas chasadim, you don't learn about it, you do it. However, says the Chasam Sofer, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be the opposite. We're not going to have to do any gemilas chasadim when Mashiach comes, because everybody's going to have everything they need. No one's going to be lacking in anything. But we'll have the avoda. So then we're going to have Beis HaMikdash. But how are we going to be Mekayim Gemilas Chasadim? No one's going to need anything. Says the Chasam Sofer, you're going to have to learn the Torah of Gemilas Chasadim. Lo Yitzrichin. Ki ish tachas kaftim tenosav chulam yedu as Hashem limiktanav ad gedoylam. V'lo yitzarech ish l'reyu bila amavis l'netzach. Oz yikayim Gemilas Chasadim ayayay alimud. Wow. D'chala osik b'parsha, hahu, kiluasa. If you learn about the laws of gemilas chasadim, of how to do chesed, it's as if you did them. Chazalam rushmartim zemish novaramim sofich zmiilakazav dekarbanos heim chok gadol mechukei haTorah. The Rambam says that karbanos are a chok. It don't make any sense. A Ramban Kosov. The parsha zudim b'chukosai lo niskay marata. V'yukuyam la'asid lavo. V'al zedik v'amar. Im b'chukosai hainu avoda telechu. Tekaimu b'foel. Ves mitzvosa hainu mitzvah sichli yis gemilas chasadim tishmeru. V'asisem ayidei ha-mishna tekaimo v'asisem v'haynet kamarashi sh'tidu ha-meilim amanas lishmor lasos shebeze atzmo yiyek ilu asisem b'foal. So then everything's going to be great. You'll be zeichet to olam haba. The world will continue to exist. Nowadays we learn about the avoda, but we perform gemilas chasadim. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to learn the Gemilas Chasadim and perform the Avoda. So, both nowadays and in the future, the world will continue to exist. That's the Pasuk. Im b'chukosai teilechu. Chok, Avoda is the Chok. The Rambam says that Karbanos are Chok Gadol. So, im b'chukosai teilechu, if you keep my, if Bizman Beis HaMikdash, then you're going to be actually keeping my avoda. And Misvotzai, which is the Gemilas Chasadim, Tishmeru, that's Zu Mishnah. You'll learn about it. Vasisem, Vahayim Tzakam Rashi, Shetu Amelim Amanas Lishmar, Lasel Shebeze Atzmo Yeh Ke'ilu Asisem B'Foal. Rabosai, there are many mitzvahs nowadays that we can no longer keep actually. How do we keep them? By learning about them. When we learn about the mitzvahs, it's as if we keep the mitzvah. So I was wondering, why is this so? Why is this so that when you learn about the mitzvahs, it's as if you keep the mitzvah? Why is that so? In what way does that work? So I was thinking like this. The whole goal of every mitzvah is 613 mitzvahs, is 613 different ways of connecting to Hashem. Same says it in different ways. So when you learn about the mitzvah, when you learn about the reason for the mitzvah, you learn about what the whole mitzvah is all about, so you can connect to Hashem through the mitzvah the same way by doing it. The goal of the mitzvah is not to do the mitzvah, to slap on your tefillin. Shkoyach, he slapped on your tefillin. What'd you accomplish? If you understand the themes of the tefillin, if you delve into the tefillin, understand the lumnus of the tefillin, what's behind the tefillin, so then you're going to connect Hashem through the tefillin. So what does it make a difference if you actually put on the tefillin or you learn about the tefillin? At the end of the day, you're still connecting to Hashem in the same way about the tefillin. Obviously, nowadays we hold you got to do the mitzvah. Of course, you got to do it. But when you learn about it, if you can't do it, and you learn about it, so in a certain sense, you've accomplished the same thing because you connected to Hashem through the mitzvah. Beautiful. In b'chukosai by karbanos teilechu la'asid lavo. If you do the mitzvosai tishmeru ayidei limud, so then you'll get all the rewards. Beautiful. Oh, and he continues mamish in the same way. Is mamish the same piece? I just divided it up. It's the same piece. I just split it in half because let me show you. Oh, very, very important, especially for nowadays. I just talked about learning about the reasons for mitzvos. This business about learning about the reasons for mitzvos is fraught with danger. It's fraught with danger. I just talked about it in the shir on Tuesday night. Mati was there. Fraught with danger about learning the reasons for mitzvos. So it's a beautiful limud. Tuesday night I gave a shir, 7 reasons for the mitzvah of Shemitah. 7 reasons for the mitzvah of Shemitah. So I prefaced the shir by saying, it's a little bit, although it's an amazing practice I love learning about the reasons for mitzvahs. I love it. Tameh mitzvah is beautiful. But it's fraught with danger. You know why it's fraught with danger? Because if you engage in learning about the reasons for mitzvos, if you don't like the reason, you're going to stop doing the mitzvah. Chas v'shalom. So we have to understand. Take a look at the Chas himself. Look what he says about this in the next piece. Omnam, he has another pshat in Imbuchu Kosai Teilechu. Mordechai, you're going to love this pshat. Your mama's going to love this pshat. He says, take a look. Omnam, yesh lefarish. Sha'amikra ba lilmod lanu haderech shalimud ha-Torah, hachiv al kol adam, lilmod ha-Torah, v'leida shoresh kol mitzvah v'dineha, uvama shahursha, yisbonein lahavin tam v'yisod kol, that should say, shel kol ha-davar. So he says, of course, Reb Mordechai, he says, of course, when you learn every mitzvah, you got to learn it be'ion. You got to figure out what the root of the mitzvah is, what the yisod of the mitzvah is, and all the details of the mitzvah. You got to learn up the mitzvah. You should know every detail and every prat, especially the foundation of the mitzvah, the yisod of the mitzvah, what the mitzvah is all about. Omnam, however, he says, hachakira azos hitzricha lios ba'ofen miyuchad. When you learn about a mitzvah, it's got to be very, very careful. Dahainu, imrotza lachkor tam adover. If you want to understand the reason behind the mitzvah, vimlo yizbar lo tam, and if you can't come to a satisfactory explanation for what the mitzvah is, lo yaseh. Ze yelech shovav bederech libo v'lo yimtza or. Says the Chasam Sofer, if a person's trying to learn to figure out the reason for a mitzvah, and he's learning in such a way that if he doesn't find a good reason, he's going to chuck it, he will never find the right reason. Ella, says the Chasam Sefer, Sarech lekabel alav shmiras kol ha-Torah v'amitzos afilu lo yimtzata. You have to accept upon yourself every mitzvah, to do every mitzvah, b'shlei musa, completely, even if you don't find a satisfactory reason. V'oz shaper yuchalachgor, then you could learn. V'yiyeh nochach Hashem darko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you to discover the reasons. V'yimtza sod Hashem li'reyav, and you will find out the secrets of learning. Look what he says, Reb Mordechai. V'zeh ramaz lanami kan, and this is what the Torah is hinting to us in this pasuk. Im bichu kosai telechu. Shetiu amelim batorah. If you treat the Torah like a chok, im bichu kosai telechu. If when you are amelim batorah, you treat every mitzvah like a chok, I don't care what the reason is. Shetikablo aleichem lasos. Afilu im yielachem lechok bilti muvan ta'amam. If when you're learning every mitzvah, you accept upon yourself, I'm going to do this mitzvah whether I understand it or whether I don't understand it. I'm going to treat every mitzvah like a chok. I don't know the reason. I'm going to do it anyway. Oz, es mitzvosai tishmeru. Oz, tuchlu lilmod velachkar v'tishmeru. Hainu limod u'shmartem zu mishnah. So then Hashem will give you siyata d'shmaya to taka, really learn in depth and understand the depths and the real meanings behind Hainu limud v'chakira al kolinin ha-mitzvah v'lo yazik lachem, and the mitzvahs won't damage you. Adarabba v'asisem osam. This will lead you to understand the mitzvahs and to do them through simcha and through understanding. Wow. What an important limud from the Chasam Sofer. Yes, it's very important to delve deeply and try to understand the reasons for every mitzvah. Yes, it's very important. However, beware of the danger of the mitzvos. Beware of the danger. And never try to analyze mitzvos and say, well, if I don't understand it, I'm not doing it. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. If you don't understand it, dig a little bit deeper. But you never have the attitude that if I can't find a satisfactory reason, I will just chuck it. That's not the Jewish way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding is way beyond our understanding. It's way beyond our conception. And sometimes the same is true, not just by mitzvos, but it's true by things that happen in the world. It's the same thing. When crazy, terrible tragedies, when terrible meisim and crazy things happen in the world. So, we're trying to think, what messages is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to send us? But we have to realize that at the end of the day, it's a chok. A person has to accept that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge is well beyond us. We can't ask questions. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We can ask questions. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? But the question is not supposed to be answered. We don't understand. We don't have answers. We could ask questions. We don't have answers. We don't have answers of why Hashem does what he does. We have to accept it as a chok, and then hopefully over time we can think, oh, this is what was the intention. That was the intention. This is what Hashem wants me to learn when these horrible tragedies or terrible things happen. This is what Hashem wants me to take out of it. I have to learn how to empathize. I have to learn how to be noseh b'ol chaver. I have to learn how to strengthen my emunah, my bitachon. I have to learn how to do these things. That's what the message that I'm supposed to take out of it. But why Hashem does, we don't understand. Just the same way you learn. Same way you learn Torah. Okay, let's continue. Oh. Okay, we're going to skip the next piece also. Talks about the four levels of Torah study. We'll skip that. Oh, let's go to the next piece. See that long piece? We'll skip that piece. Here we go. We're getting to the end. The last piece or two. Let's see. Od Yesh Lafarish. Another pshat in this pasuk. Od Yesh Lafarish, right over here. Od Yesh Lafarish. Another pshat in the pasuk. He says, Od Yesh Lafarish. Dihine, hamafarshim hikshu, right? Rabbi said, we have a rule. Schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. We don't get reward in this world for our mitzvos. The reward for our mitzvos comes in the next world. The reward for mitzvos comes in the next world. The reward comes in the next world. Schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. So how in the world do you read the first psuk in Parshas B'chukosai? What does it say B'chukosai? If you keep the mitzvos, then I'm going to make it rain at the right time. Perio, and there'll be plenty of fruit. What do you mean? I thought we don't get reward in this world for mitzvahs. How can it say, if you keep the mitzvahs, I'm going to give you all the money. I'm going to make things great. I'm going to make things great. How could you say that way? Oh, you know what the Chasam Sofer says so beautiful, so beautifully? He says like this. You don't get the reward for fulfilling the mitzvah in this world. You know what you get reward in this world for? For the effort and energy that you expend for the mitzvah. Not the actual performance. For the actual performance, that's only reward in the next world. But in this world, you get reward for all the energy and koiches and effort and sweat and blood and tears that you put into to every mitzvah. Not the formal performance. Let's read. I'm not making it up. Let's see what he says. Look what he says. I'm not making it up. Look what he says. Od yesh lefarish. Dini ha-mefarishim hikshu ha-yischar mitzvah alayam leka v'tirtu. Schar avor ha-mitzvah gufa leka. There's no reward for the mitzvah itself. Avol schar tirchoso. Shetarach atzmo avor ha-mitzvah. Ika. Al derech hoylech ve'ino oseh. Schar halicha biyado. The Gemara says if a person goes to do a mitzvah but he doesn't get to do it, he still gets schar halicha. Al pishayno osa bikamokin kevin shetar chatzma v'holach schar halicha biyado. Lefizeh ki tov sachra mikol schayra. If a person goes to buy a bicycle and he goes to the store and they have no bikes, he comes away from the store, he gets no bicycle. But if you go to the base medrash to learn Torah and the shiur was canceled, you still get the schar. Ki tov sachra mikol schayra. We get reward just for the effort. Even if you don't learn, you get schar alicha. V'hainu perish apostolic shama David HaMelech. Chashavti darki. Pirush. Maso matan shali. Vashiva ragli alei dosecha. Kitov sacha mikol schayra. So that's what it means. Im chukosai teilechu. Pirush shetiyo amelim ba. If you'll be amelim. Utetarcho etchem b'shvil ha-tayra. Oh, for that I'll give you rave. And asati gishmech and bita veitz asati tebiro. Because it's the amelus. Im chukosai teilechu. If you'll put a lot of effort in, then I'm going to give you reward. There's no reward for the actual performance, but for the amelus, for the hard work, for staying up late, for keeping your eyes open even late at night, for that I'm going to give you a reward even in this world. That's not for the actual learning. That's for the effort and energy and blood, sweat, and tears. In b'chukosai teilechu, Shetiu amelim b'tarav, v'nosati gishmeichem b'itam, v'eitz asada yitein perio, v'itzik lachem daish as batzir, u'batzir yasik azar, v'achaltem lachemchem l'sova, v'shavtem levetach alea. Oh, beautiful pshat from the Chasam Sofer. There's no reward in this world for the performance of the mitzvah, but there is a world in this world, there is reward in this world for the energy and effort and sweat that you put in the mitzvah, right? That's the Chafetz Chaim said. Anu amelim vehem amelim. Anu amelim u'mekablim schar. Vehem amelim ve'enu mekablim schar. Oh. Okay. One last piece here. Beautiful piece. I should really play you a video for this last piece. I'm sure some of you saw this beautiful video of the guy who was in Meiron, and he lost a child in Meiron. He was there and he lost a child. And he said that when the mass of people was crushing him, he screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just don't take away from me my bitachon. And after he lost the child, he screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Levaya, just don't, please Hashem, don't take away from me my bitachon. Don't take away my bitachon. I'm sure you saw the video. So the Chasam Sofer understands, and at the end of Bechukosai, he seems to randomly just throw in some things that have nothing to do with the parasha. He talks about this pasuk, Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach B'Hashem, Ahoya Hashem Miftacho. Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach B'Hashem, Ahoya Hashem Miftacho. Blessed is the person that trusts in Hashem, and Hashem will be the trusted helper of such a person. So what does it mean? Says the Chasam Sofer, Bitachon isn't something that comes for free. It doesn't come automatically. Bitachon is something that you have to work at, and not only do you have to work at it, you have to ask Hashem for help to have bitachon. Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach B'Hashem, Vahaya Hashem Miftacho. Yeshlom HaKefal HaLashon. What's this double language? Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach B'Hashem, Vahaya Hashem Miftacho. You should trust in Hashem, and Hashem is the one who you should trust. What's going on? What's the double language? V'yeshloimer, says the Chasam Sofer, Hinei lios bitchonu chazak b'Hashem ma'od kashe lavo lidei midas ha'bitachon alazeh. That a person should have strong bitachon min Hashem. It's ma'od kashe. It's very, very difficult for a person to really have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so hard because so many people have so many sorrows and so many issues and so many difficulties. How are you supposed to keep that bitachon even when things are so hard for a person? It's so hard. So what are you supposed to do, says the Chasam Sofer? What are you supposed to do? Aval ha'odom yaseh shelo, says the Chasam Sofer. A person has to have a low level of bitachon. You do yours. Yachzik b'ma'uzo b'midos ha'bitachon. Be strong. Don't throw out your bitachon. V'akadosh Baruch Hu yazar lo sheyavo lidei midazu b'tachlis ha'shlemus. If you hold on to your low level bitachon, Hashem will strengthen you and help you get to a high level of bitachon, that you should be able to have bitachon even when things get really, really rough. Ukemo b'chol ha'mitzvos, amru chazal. Just like by every mitzvah it says, a man has a yetzahara. If you wouldn't have Hashem's help, you'd never be able to beat the yetzahara. Il mola HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro lo yachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omid liyamino. Hashem is always standing right next to you to help you out in all the mitzvahs. So bitachon is no different than every mitzvah. Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. If you hold on to Hashem with your bitachon, V'Hoya Hashem Yivtacho, God will help you stay connected. He will help you keep the Midas HaBitachon. If you start, if you trust, if you do your best to have bitachon, Hashem will help you have bitachon even in the hardest of times. Hainu Shebitachonu B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Yivtacho. Wow. What important words. As a person goes through tsaros in life, goes through tragedies, goes through difficulties, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. Blessed is the person who has bitachon in Hashem, V'Hoya Hashem Yivtacho. If you say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that you're in charge of my whole life. You're in charge of my health. You're in charge of my family's health. I have bitachon in you. I know that you're doing what's best for me and my family. I know that everything that happens, it comes straight from you and it's all for the good. And I have complete and total bitachon. V'hoya Hashem miftacho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you get through the difficult times. And continue to have bitachon. We have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a merachim. He's a meitiv. He has rachim and he only wants to do good for us. And everything that he does do for us is for our good. It's just very, very hard to see it in the moment. But we have bitachon and belief. So Rabosai, we learned a lot of things tonight. We learned about Shemitah. and how keeping Shabbos helps a person get to the next world. In this Chus of Shabbos will be Zocha to Shemitah, to Yovel, to after 50 years, Bahar Sinai. We learned that the physical world loves when the Jewish people keep the mitzvahs and will produce for us. We learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the poor people, but a poor person has to live next to the rich person to learn how to live, so Hashem will make him rich too. We learned that when a person learns about a mitzvah, it's as if you perform that mitzvah. We learned that you have to study about the reasons for mitzvahs, but as long as you are willing to do it, even if you don't know the reasons. We learned that there's no schar for the actual performance of mitzvahs in this world, but there is schar for the effort. And finally, we learned that in dark times, a person has to hold on to his emunah and pray to Hashem, Rak lo tasir li et emunah. Just don't take away my emunah. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should all be zochah to celebrate only good times and to see Hashem's hand in the whole world and to keep our faith and emunah strong until that time where we'll finally be able to once again bring the karbanos, not just have to learn, work on our sense of humor, but bring the karbanos and be able to be in the Beis HaMikdash to see the karbanos be brought. May that day come, may we see it with our eyes. May it come in behavior. Amen, amen, amen. Everyone should have a wonderful night and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much for coming. Have a great night. Have a great night. Jerry, have a good day. Everybody else have a good night, and Jerry should have a good day. Shabbos, good Shabbos.